Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An agreement was reached today to resume the evacuation of Syria's eastern Aleppo. That evacuation suspended Friday due to demands from pro-government forces who wanted two villages evacuated. Residents of the villages will be included in today's evacuation, which is yet to begin. Syrian government suspended the evacuation Friday after blasts and gunfire were heard in Aleppo. Both rebels and government forces accuse the other of breaking the fragile ceasefire agreement. Car bomb has exploded next to a bus in central Turkey, killing at least 13, wounding 48. There's been no claim of responsibility, but the attack is very similar to one carried out a week ago in which 44 died and was claimed by an offshoot of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. At the end of the year news conference, President Obama said he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin in September about the alleged hacking of the Democratic Party and that the hacking did not continue after that conversation. When asked if he believed the hacking was responsible for the election loss of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to Republican Donald Trump, Mr. Obama did not answer directly. He did say the U.S. would respond in kind for Russia's hacking.
At a point in time where we've taken certain actions that we can divulge publicly, we will do so. There are times where the message will be directly received by the Russians and not publicized.
Trump has said he does not believe any Russian hacking was designed to sway the election towards him. He said he won fairly. This is VOA News. Hillary Clinton is blaming Russian interference in the November election for her defeat to Donald Trump.
We have to recognize that, as the latest reports made clear, Vladimir Putin himself directed the covert cyber attacks against our electoral system, against our democracy, apparently because he has a personal beef against me.
When Clinton was Secretary of State in 2011 and then Prime Minister Putin ran unsuccessfully for president, she publicly said the election was flawed. Clinton believes Putin used this as a possible reason for Russia to meddle in this year's U.S. presidential race. Trump has met with the current head of the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, regarding the state of Georgia, asking the incoming president to investigate failed cyber attacks on a computer network that may have been traced to the Homeland Security. The Georgia elections chief says DHS was responsible for multiple cyber attacks on his agency's network shortly before and after the November 8th presidential election. Johnson said actually what happened is a federal contractor was routinely assessing the network, and Georgia believed that that was a cyber attack. The U.S. Defense Department is demanding that China return an underwater drone it seized while it was collecting unclassified scientific data in the South China Sea. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb says the seizure took place in international waters.
And there are several areas around here where the Philippines will claim this and China will also claim that specific water. Some areas where Vietnam also claims territorial water. So it is a complex issue through there, but it is clear that this is an international waterway.
Civilian manned U.S. Navy oceanographic ship was recovering unmanned drones about 93 kilometers from Subic Bay in the Philippines when a Chinese Navy ship approached and took one of the drones. China said Saturday its military is in contact with its U.S. counterpart to appropriately handle the Chinese Navy's seizure of the drone from international waters in the South China Sea. Having the world at your fingertips through the Internet was touted as a revolution in education, but a new study suggests Internet in the classroom is linked to poor test scores. Writing in the journal Psychological Science, researchers say the trend of lower test scores was seen even in the most intelligent and motivated students. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.